I called the October 11, 2022 Otter Rock Water District Board meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. Roll call, members in attendance. I'm here. Beth?
Beth, I'm here.
Eileen?
I'm here.
All members are accounted for. Public in attendance, we have Curtis from Highland, the Harts, and the Mullins. I don't think we have anybody else.
Not yet.
Not yet. So has any, everyone has looked at Beth's wonderful August 23rd and September 13th meeting summaries, correct?
Yes.
Does anyone have any conversations other than what my little comment was?
No.
Okay, can I get a motion to accept them?
I motion we accept the reports from August and September.
I'll second that.
Okay, Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis, which I don't know where he went, but and the water operators report.
There he is.
Sorry, I don't know where I went either. water operations report. Things are going well. We finished up all of the meter splicing. I can't remember if that was last month in September. I got a very generalized overview for the total cost, and it ended up being about $2,000 per meter spliced between the labor and the parts. I have a spreadsheet. The office just sent it to me about an hour ago. I haven't dived into it yet, but that's a rough estimate for what it costs. Projects going forward, we're working on backfilling the main line with the meter up at the reservoir. I think that work is scheduled for the 19th. I think it's a Wednesday. So we'll be sending out two guys. Our vaults came in about a week ago. So we're trying to get that in before the rain comes. The chlorine residual is good. I have not yet seen the test results for the disinfection byproducts that were taken, but I know they were taken and turned in. So I'll be anxious to see what our results are for that. And the chlorine residual that's been taken has been right where it's supposed to be, teetering around 0.2 to 0.5, depending on the day. So overall, the system's in good shape.
And the backfilling is going to include those last few meters?
Yes.
Okay.
So the meters on Gladys? And the one up there on
it. Yeah, so there's one on Gladys, maybe two on Gladys. I'm trying to remember how it was left. I think there's two on Gladys and then the one on Mitzi.
On Mitzi, yeah.
Mitzi, yeah.
Yeah, well, and they're mostly backfilled. They just need a little bit more material. So that'll be picked up when we have the crew on site. So they've got two jobs for the day. One of them is at a different water system, just neighboring you guys, and then to work on backfilling the holes. So should Great. Be quite reasonable.
Beth, when we were down meeting with the people on the Second Street easement, there was that one hole that had some wood over it, and they had made the comment that Highland hadn't come and completed that. Do you remember? You remember that?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's like an open hole down there, Curtis, on
Second Street.
Yeah, back where there's been a lot of contention. Yeah,
exploration. Okay, I thought all those had been backfilled, but if they haven't, we can have them take a look for sure.
Yeah, maybe if you could just kind of make a note of that to just look, because there's one area down there where it's like there's a piece of wood over an area that I think should be filled in, but I could be completely wrong. So, but it's worth taking a look at.
Absolutely news to me. I thought they were all taken care of.
Yeah, it's just right when you go up the road where they've got private written, and you just kind of go up that road or the easement.
Is it near the meters there? Or?
Well, there's a couple of trees on the left-hand side. It's really before you get up to the halls.
Is it near the pole? The telephone pole?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's near the telephone pole.
Okay. That's where there's a couple meters there too. And yeah, I guess they did open up some.
Yeah.
Here. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah. So if you'd look at that, Curtis.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for catching that. I thought they were all backfilled, but if we missed one, then I'm happy to know about it.
Quick question. This might be more for Aaron, but there was that pulse meter up there at the chlorination station that was still reading zero. And he was going to look. I kind of ran into him up there when he was doing the curtain drain. And that was his question. He says, is that still reading zero? So he was going to look at that. So
I don't know anything about it. I talked to Aaron because there was a comment from one of the board members last month that the chlorine injection needed a piece replaced or something. I talked to him about that. He said he got it a few months back and got it fixed. I don't know about the pulse meter. I can ask him about that.
Okay. Yeah.
I know he's going up to a water system in Waldport either later this week or next week. So if there are questions, he can just stop by on his way through.
Okay. All right. I know he looked like he left quite a bit of material sitting up there too when he did that curtain drain.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if we, you know, probably keep it or just sitting up there. So
by material, you talk about the native soil or
no, I'm talking about the piping and the, and there's like a big black.
The actual socked culvert drain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I will have to ask him about that. From what I caught up on his project, he said that there was more that he could have done, but as far as what actually got done, it's good enough that the road department can put the riprap back and repair the road, and the culvert will flow water like it's supposed to.
Right, right. I know when I was talking to him, he said that, you know, he could keep going, but I'm sure he ran out of time too. So have you heard anything from the road department?
I have not. No. I called them the day after he finished and they said that they added to their list and they're going to try and get it done before the rain comes. And I haven't heard anything since. Yeah. So maybe I'll call up and see how they're looking.
Okay. I was looking at the spring flows from August to September. Did you compare the two?
Anybody? I did not.
So we're in August, it looked like there was the overflow was at 82 gallons per minute, and now we're down to 47 gallons per minute. I mean, I'm sure that that's probably typical because we haven't had any rain.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know at what point it becomes a concern.
That is an excellent question.
Well, we still have this overflow rate fairly good, right?
Well,
that's what she's comparing.
Yeah, it's half of what it was in August, Beth.
So, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But we still have a healthy overflow, which means
47 gallons per minute compared to 82 in August.
Is that what you're looking at, the reservoir overflow?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm looking at spring 1, 2, and 3, September and August. So, yeah, I'm just kind of looking at the numbers.
Yeah. Well, time we start getting nervous, but not as nervous as we've been in some years past.
Okay.
I would look at a historical trend to see what average is that happens during the summertime. I don't know. I'm assuming you guys keep logs of this for years back. I don't know how long we've operated the system for.
Okay.
But I could look at that. The second item is I wouldn't be looking at the overflow rate from the reservoir. I don't know if we have a way to track just the water that goes into it because I'd be much more curious if people are just using more water because of how dry it's been, rather than the spring slowing up.
Right.
Two very, okay. very different items.
Okay, yeah. So like the measurements for spring 1, 2, and 3, you'd look at that.
I would see how much water has been on the intake rather than on
okay.
the overflow.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We normally are running with just springs 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And spring 3 is usually only hooked in when we get really low on 1 and 2.
Right.
And I haven't heard that anybody has turned spring 3 on yet. So that's a good
thing. Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if somebody turned it on, it would be you, right, Curtis?
That would probably be Cody. Cody yeah. handles a okay. lot more of the day to day.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any more comments for Cody?
Curtis?
I knew what you meant.
Sorry, Curtis. Yes. I mean, the operations and maintenance manual is on the agenda, but it's not, that's something that.
Right. I talked to Aaron about that. He said that he's having Emily and Matt Olson work on drafting a proper one. I wasn't sure. I guess we never found the old one, if there was an old one. I'm assuming there was at one point. Possibly. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. Okay. I think Beth tore things apart looking for one. So.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, they're working currently on writing up a new one to have it ready for the sanitary survey.
Right. And we need it for another purpose, too. So.
Okay. Well, I know Aaron's not driving the project, but he's making sure it doesn't get forgotten. So
right. Well, that sanitary survey is scheduled for the 21st.
Okay.
Is what I think we got an email from Emily.
Yep.
It was scheduled for the 21st. So I would assume they'd have it done. They're sure to get it done by then.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that, Beth? The sanitary survey.
I have no idea. I've never heard of it before. But Whitney forwarded that email to us about that. I think it went to the whole board.
A sanitary survey is a government inspection done of all water municipal systems in the state of Oregon. They're done every 3 years by record. It's called an exemplary performer, I think. Basically, you do really, really well on it. They'll let you schedule it 5 years out instead of doing it every 3 years. But they have requirements that you have logs, you have an operation maintenance manual, you have an emergency response plan. They go through, check all your check valves and your pipe fittings and make sure that there's no cross connections. And so they have an operator on site who shows the inspector around all of the public works. That's what a sanitary survey is.
And we're scheduled to have one?
You're scheduled to have one. You should have one every 3 years, unless you're an exemplary performer.
And Beth, you said you've never heard of it?
Well, I've only been on the board for a year and a half, 2 years or something. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm learning stuff every day as it goes.
So you're going to escort them around, Curtis?
I think it's Aaron. I think Aaron's the one escorting them around.
Okay. And
yeah,
when
DRC.
When is it?
The 21st, I believe. I could
be wrong. Of this month?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is that Oregon Health Authority?
I would imagine.
I think it's the OHA, yeah.
Yeah. That would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I say usually I get a guy named Lenny. That's the guy I show around.
Lenny?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see who it is out at the coast.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, I guess. Huh. Never mind.
Are there any more questions or comments, or can we let Curtis go?
I'm done. Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes, thank you. All right.
Have an excellent meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
I guess that's me.
That's you.
Okay. All right. Did you saw my report, you mm-hmm. guys? Okay. All right. So I'm just going to kind of muddle through there again. I've been, you know, trying to wrap my head around this. So, and I kind of used the template that was used in prior months. I just kind of edited a few things. So we've got the Columbia checking account is $129,352.27. The QuickBook register balance is $127,867.60. There was some uncleared items. The Treasury savings account, there was $103 of interest in September, so it's at $68,315.73. The community center is the same at $366.79. Chlorination account is almost the same, just a little tiny bit of interest at $19,170.14. So total cash in the banks is $217,207.93. And then the current assets less the prepaid. So the undeposited funds, that's prepaid water bills, correct?
I don't know where you're getting that from.
It's an asset.
It's, right, but there's usually around 11,000 to 12,000 total of prepaid. That
okay, so it says other current assets, undeposited funds, $5,283.20. What is that?
Well, that would probably be the funds that we received but hadn't deposited before the 31st or the 30th.
Whitney, you're muted. You're muted.
There we go. I was just looking, trying to look through your, pull up your email to see what you're looking at.
Well, I'm looking at the balance sheet. I'm looking at the balance sheet that you sent me, and there's
okay.
Yeah. So where is the prepaid? Where are the prepaid water?
That let me pull up the balance sheet. Hold on.
Okay.
Computer's running very slow.
Well, and that's okay. I mean,
yeah, we have 10,568 in total accounts receivable.
Right. I see that.
The prepaids. Undeposited funds would be funds that we've received but that hadn't gotten into the bank before the first.
I think that's right. I just want to double check before I say yes.
Okay, so your accounts receivable, you're lumping everything together. You're lumping the prepaids into the actual receivables.
What do you mean?
So if somebody's got a negative balance, if somebody's got a credit on their account, mm-hmm. that's all getting lumped into the receivables balance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay. So the undeposited funds, which is close to the deposits that were done on 10-3. So,
and that's probably what that is.
Okay.
The computer crashed while I was trying to log into Zoom, so I got kicked out of all of my folders. So I'm trying to open up.
No, that's okay. It's all right. I got it, Whitney. I was just a little confused on that one, on the prepaid. stuff. Okay. So, but if it's all lumped into the AR.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Which makes, I mean, it makes sense that it would be.
Right. So,
yeah. It just, it would be nice to see an aging that was, you know, yeah.
You didn't get the aging report that I sent you?
No, unless you just sent it.
No, so. I sent it like 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see it. But okay. It's all right. It's not a big deal. Okay, so let's continue on here. So it's undeposited funds are $5,283.20, which is not prepaids. Current assets. No. Yeah.
So, and those would be the ones I deposited, I believe.
Yes. So okay. Current assets as of 9:30 is $211,924.73. General checking account activity, total credits in September, $14,922.86. Total debits, $11,174.01. And just the numbers that I'm reading, I pulled off of the Columbia Bank statement. So it might be a little bit different. I think in the past, it's been the bank reconciliation out of QuickBooks. So there again, being my first one, I just kind of pulled something together.
And it didn't help that Lola's got a contagious illness right now either. So that's,
yeah, that's no fun.
That didn't help out with us getting to meet for the first time either. So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see, the chlorination account, treasury account, no activity other than the interest. Accounts receivable as of September 30th is $10,568.75. And then this is where I really need some clarification. And I'm hoping that if I can look at QuickBooks, it'll help me understand this a little bit better. So I've got accounts payable. So expenses accrued in September waiting for checks or ACH is $12,298.03. And that's the list of payments that you sent. So, so that's that. And I just made a couple of little notes, and that is there was four deposits that if we could have gotten them into the end of November, it would have changed the AR a little bit. So anyways, other than that, there you have it. Okay.
Okay.
Do we have any checks to be paid this time?
Yes.
Oh, we have checks. Yes.
And where is the list?
Whitney sent that
Friday,
and then didn't we get an updated one?
Yeah, and then I resent it the same day, I think.
Yeah. She got the Highland one.
The Highland.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Is that the only one?
No, there's a list of them, Lisa.
No, we have Government Ethics Commission, Highland Water,
Renewable Resources,
and Lincoln County Planning Department.
I am not seeing any of them.
Those are all on the list.
I'm not seeing the list, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
See if I can find it for here.
Do you want me to email it to you really quick?
I'll see if I can find it, Whitney. Okay. It should be here.
It's in with. Oh. Updated bills for approval. Let's see if I've got the right one.
Yeah, see, I don't have any emails about bills.
Oh, this one was just sent to Eileen and me.
That's why.
Well, I was sending them to Eileen for approval.
I'll forward it. Is somebody forwarding it or do you want me to?
I can do that.
Okay. You got it there? I got it right here. So
yeah, I can send it to where it's right here. I just have to put it together.
Okay.
So you want copies of all the receipts or just the report, Lisa?
You should have the receipts, Lisa. They were sent prior to this.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't receive any of it. So that's why I'm like confused. I'm like, okay, well, there's usually a big thing of bills and I usually get them, but this time I didn't get anything. So I'm just confused.
Well, we don't want that.
Don't make me laugh.
So the updated bills, that one was just sent to Beth and I.
I was sending them to you for approval before we sent them to Lisa to make sure that it had everything on there, to make sure everything was.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just going to forward this to Lisa. I didn't know. I didn't realize that that's what we needed to do. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. And yeah. Okay.
So I need, when you send them, you're just sending them to me to kind of review and approve.
Right.
Okay. And then once you get that, then you send it off to
the whole group.
The rest of the board, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here you go, Lisa.
So the balance, you should have that list of bills, Lisa.
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
Okay. So I just sent you all of the bills, Lisa. And then there's the updated one. Did somebody send that to her?
I can do that right now.
Okay.
I just sent her the list because someone said, I'm not looking at the Zoom screen. I'm like typing. So I don't know who said that she had copies of the bills. So I just sent her the list.
Okay. I just sent her the copy of all the bills.
Okay.
Other than Highland.
I sent that one after. Over.
So. You got it?
Yep.
Okay.
That makes more sense, guys.
Okay.
if you don't receive stuff, Lisa, just let me know so I can make sure you get them before the meeting.
Well, I assume that you guys were working on it and you guys, because you were sick and Eileen's new. I was just assuming that, okay, well, maybe we don't have any, maybe.
No, I didn't realize that you hadn't seen them, Lisa. So I didn't realize that I needed to see them first. So, okay.
Highland.
That makes a lot more
sense. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So the Highland bill is big.
Yes, it is. It's $10,000.
Yeah. So I kind of went through it and it looks like that curtain drain ended up costing us a little bit over $2,000. And the meters, he came up with $2,000, but I don't know, when I added it up, it came up more than $2,000. So maybe we can look at that, Beth. So.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that meter stuff on this last invoice is for future meters, those parts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I do have a comment about that because the meters that he put in, all that backfilling that they have to do is not on any invoice yet. So we have to add that to the meter cost that's already been done.
Just the backfilling.
We haven't accounted for that yet.
Just the backfilling though.
Yes, yeah. I agree, but we don't know. So it could be, another $500 per meter.
Oh no, it won't be
that. Who knows? I'm just guessing.
Well, we've had bills for the backfilling and it isn't that much.
No,
I'm not until I see the invoice.
Yeah. I mean, you take into account they're charging you for labor. They're charging you for their service truck. And if they're bringing in a dump truck to dump this rock, you're going to get charged for that too. So they use
their small trucks for the backfilling.
Yeah. So anyways, hopefully they'll get that done here in October and we'll see that. So we can kind of get a better idea.
Yeah, that's why I haven't redone my meter cost spreadsheet yet. So
yeah, okay. Okay, so are you looking at them, Lisa?
Yes, and I don't have any questions. They all look good.
Okay, that Lincoln County planning, that's the one that I said I needed that mm-hmm. check. So, because now they're charging us to say that they've got a plan in place. So,
right. They charge for a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, when I first went in there, he made it sound like it was, oh, yeah.
No big deal, huh?
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah. And then when I went back in, it was like, you know, they had to put it into the planning process. And I was like, what planning process? So, anyways.
Yeah, I'm curious about how much it's going to cost to get the operations and maintenance manual done.
From Highland?
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. We have to have it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just curious. I'm curious.
That one bill from Renewable Resources for $1,610, what is that for?
That's that that spendy test that we have to have. There's a couple of them. The water testing goes on a bunch of different cycles. There's some we have to have every 3 years and 9 years, and a few of them are real expensive. And I can't remember if that was the organics test. I think we got the report on it, but okay. There's a few of them that'll come in fairly expensive like that. And hopefully, I think I got those in when we were figuring out our budgets for this year.
Okay. All right.
Inorganic compounds or something, I think, or organic compounds. And
is there a line item for all that testing stuff?
Yes,
there probably. Is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
quality testing. Okay. I see.
Monthly, and then there's
right. You've got routine testing, annual, biannually.
Yes. That okay. It would go under that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, but you'd see it in October.
We won't see it.
On the P&L.
In the P&L till.
Yeah. Okay.
Till October.
How does that work at the end of the budget cycle?
Well, we're set up, and this is just the way it's been as a doing cash account cap. What do you call it? Cash accounting? Instead of accrual. So
it's always, okay.
So we don't, we don't post anything back to the previous fiscal year.
Right. So you're really not looking, I mean, when you're looking at this budget versus actual, you're really not looking at the first quarter then. Well, I guess you are, but you're
on a cash basis. Even if we pay it in July, it's in the current fiscal year. If it was paid in, you know, whether.
But if the expense was accrued in June and you paid it in July, it's going to be. It's going to show up in this year's budget.
Right, and it does that every year. So
okay,
once you're in there, you know you're really
a month behind.
Yeah, you're paying June expenses in July, so.
Right.
But that happens the next year too, so.
Right. Okay.
12 months of expenses to look at.
Right. Okay. That's fine. I just that's one of the things that I was trying to understand.
Right. So. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Are there any
I was going to make a motion with bills.
Yeah, okay. I second. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Now, can I ask a question? Are the checks written?
Yes.
Okay, and they're ready to sign?
They're in a folder on the desk at work, on the table.
So I guess, Eileen, you and I are scheduled to meet tomorrow on stuff, so we can do that, and then you can have that one to you were going to take it to the county.
Yeah so I'll do that.
Others can get. Do we have envelopes ready for the ones that need mailing?
No. but mm-hmm. I can make them. I mean, they're just the envelopes that have the windows, and they're sitting on top of the filing cabinet at the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was that contract from Koontz.
Yes, that's in the mail.
Oh, good. Okay, you were able to get that in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Can I get a motion to accept the Treasury report?
I'll so move.
I second. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there any other correspondence? No? Okay. Do we have any movement on the open board positions, number 3 and number 5?
Not that I've heard.
Nope. Next on the agenda is the Business Oregon Loan Application Progress Report.
Well.
Is it done yet, Beth? I mean, really.
Rich finally called me back yesterday.
Oh, good.
And I'm having a real problem with his spreadsheet because of the way it totals things up. It doesn't take into account your beginning balance. Doesn't add that into your revenues so that you can use it for expenses. In fact, it doesn't use it for anything. It just uses it as a part of the figure, and it was causing a real problem for this year's budget because we had so much left over that we're, you know, using for meters. So he said, well, just put the meters and any of your repairs and everything as a capital improvement down below. So that's okay. But then you go on through the years, because this is going out like 6 years, and it doesn't. And so then I've been working on it since he finally got back, and I'll probably go over it with you tomorrow, Eileen, because.
Yeah, I'd like to see it though.
It's not working out at all because they require our revenue to be, we need an extra 20% basically of revenue to before we, when they calculate what's available for debt service, it has to be 120% of your debt service.
Right. I saw that in the contract.
And since it doesn't take into account your beginning balance, and it doesn't, and you're not supposed to put in your SDC money as part of your revenue, that goes down below, then it pushes us into, once we're down there paying back the loan, it pushes up us into an area where we have to charge an exorbitant fee per user.
Did you ask him about that beginning balance?
Well, yes, I did. And then we discussed this year, and he goes, oh, we'll just put that into, you know, he said, put it down as capital outlay and everything, and that should work fine. But, and so I got through that. But then once we have to start paying back the loan, it looks terrible for us. So it means me trying to get hold of him again. This has been really hard. I'd sent 2 emails. I caught him once on the phone, what was it, week before last. And then I had emailed him again when I, and then and left several phone messages, and it took him like a week to get back to me. So
when you say it looks terrible, how terrible?
I don't want to say how terrible.
Okay. Okay.
Like $200 a month?
Almost.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And
well, you know, there again, Beth, I mean, the way I look at it is, I mean, hopefully we're going to get some grant money.
Oh, I know, but we have to fill this out for some amount. I mean, we can reduce, you know, I'm using this, and I went back to the 3.5 million, even though the project's going to cost probably 4 million now, right?
4.5 or.
Yeah, what? Who knows right. What? And I had started using that figure, and I went back to the 3.5 million because that one was even worse. Of course, that was 200 a month. And yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll, I mean, we have to get some other money some way.
Well, and I guess.
But yeah, I'm about at my wit's end. So we'll.
Are you concerned with submitting it the way it is because of the amount of money that's going to be required for the monthly water bills from people?
Well, they're going to look at affordability. Yeah. I mean, that's on that one sheet.
Okay.
So anyway, we can go over it tomorrow, but.
If you use that beginning balance up above and dump it in somewhere else, does it calculate a little bit differently?
No, because all it does, it takes everything that you put in the first section under operating revenues.
Yeah.
And then it takes out, and then you list your operating expenses.
Right.
And whatever you have left is what you have available for your debt service.
Okay.
And it doesn't take into account your beginning balance. So, you know, okay. And at first I tried a thing where we kind of started incrementing starting last year to increase our prices. So it wasn't just a huge jump. Well, we might as well right. start, you know, putting
putting
it up, and then but then that didn't do anything but just increased our ending balance and then our beginning balance again. So okay. I'll show it to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Other than that, the remainder is pretty good. But I say other than that, but they do also with this pro forma, this 6-year budget. They want you to detail out everything that you've put in there and your justification and everything. And once we ever figure that how it's going to sit, then that's going to take some time. You know, they want to know what inflation rate you're using and how you're calculating all that stuff. So
is that the questions over to the right on the spreadsheet? Do periods align with income table? Are beginning ending balance?
Well, that's what they use to evaluate it. You're looking at Rich's spreadsheet.
Yeah.
No, it's at the bottom of the pro forma form. What is it? Page 15 or something at the application. It tells you to detail out what assumptions you've used in building basically your, you know, extended budget.
Okay.
Okay,
we'll look at it tomorrow.
If I survive this, I can probably survive anything in here.
So other than the pro forma the pro forma spreadsheet, Lisa, we also need to get the letter signed from the county. So I'm going to take that check over to them tomorrow so that they can proceed with that. And hopefully he kind of assured me that it wasn't going to take too terribly long, but they wanted payment first. I think a lot of those other questions have been answered, but now Beth, you've thrown another, you know, and plus the operations manual that needs to get done. So we're asking Highland to get that done as soon as possible. And then now you're saying that they want some detailed explanations on this spreadsheet. So those are the things that we need to get done still, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got all the other questions that I was working on answered, and
yeah,
we got the numbers that they needed. And
right, right. Okay. And we're still waiting for the document from PSU.
Correct.
Right. We've signed our contract for the audit. That's done. So I would think we would be seeing that contract from PSU pretty soon. Well, I don't know if you want to reach out to them, Lisa, or maybe just shoot her a quick email and ask her.
September was the end of the fiscal year for federal fiscal funds. So my guess is that since that's over with now, they can start doing their regular work because everything gets put on hold.
Okay.
Until they get all the stuff done in September. It's a crazy rush that you all have to do. I mean, you have to do so much crap. It's crazy.
Okay.
So that's my hunch is what, because that's what OSU was just having to do. So okay. Everybody now is kind of like breathing again.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask you something else. It's gone.
Okay. Well, Beth, I appreciate you and Eileen's help on this Business Oregon stuff. I really do. And if you need me to get involved somehow, just let me know.
You can take it over if you want.
No. Sorry.
I'll be here.
I wonder if we can't ask that the lady that wants all the information. I can't remember her name off the top of her head. I know she gave us this guy, but you know, if we tell her that, you know, we have these.
Isn't it Michelle? Is it Michelle? Yeah. Michelle. Yeah.
Yeah. If we ask her, you know, hey, you know, we're running into this issue. This spreadsheet doesn't make sense. You know, we have this money. Where do you want us to put our beginning fund balance? Because without it, we're sunk. You know.
We already asked her though, Lisa, and she referred us to the accountant. Yeah,
that's what he does.
Yeah, yeah. It's
probably overworked and everything. So
yeah, yeah. I remember my question. There was a phone call from our state rep, Gromberg. Gromberg. So, and Lisa, your comment is that we should have thought of that as far as infrastructure money from the federal government.
We've had contact with them. Tim Gross testified. They called up Civil West, said, hey, any other people need project monies? And Civil West said, hey, yeah, Otter Rock needs it. And so Tim Gross testified at a hearing. And
Tim Gross.
Civil West chief engineer or one of
One of their engineers.
Okay.
Kevin's his boss.
Okay.
Yeah, so he testified at the hearing for us, but you know, there was a whole bunch of people vying for that money, and some of them got it and some of them didn't, and we were one of them didn't.
Okay.
So we're already on their radar.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. So this isn't something different.
Well, I don't know. This was someone else made a call and then they called the office. Whitney, were you able to get back to them?
She's gone.
Well,
no, I'm not gone. It's on my to-do list. I was just trying to get billing done and I will give them a call tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll let you know what they say.
Okay.
Yeah, most of that, a lot of that infrastructure money that's come out goes through the state. You know, it isn't just, there isn't just a place you can apply for. There's different state entities that work on where should it go. A lot of it goes through the block grant money and, you know, depending on how much it is. So.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be good. And, you know, for us to keep in touch with their office, keep reminding them we're still here.
Do we have any accountants in the community that we could reach out to on this spreadsheet that might be able to help us?
Well, I looked at it and I'm just, there has to be a way of putting our beginning fund balance someplace. It has to be accounted for. And I don't know where that place.
You know, when I didn't hear back from Rich, I went ahead and said, okay, well, this is the way I do it. And I did it up and it worked out pretty good, but that was my way. And then, but with his spreadsheet, I don't know.
Did you just drop it into the primary revenue source?
I did it the way we've always done the budget. We start with our beginning balance, add our revenue for the year. That's how much we have to spend, except for what we want to hold over as unappropriated ending balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you added to the total operating revenue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then when you did that, it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I also added our system development money when we started, you know, having to pay, you know, interest and our, you know, loan payback, and that helped boost that so that we didn't have to.
I mean, that makes sense to me, Beth. Why on earth would you want to do it differently? Okay.
Look at that spreadsheet. I sent it to both of you guys. You can.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Look at the formulas that he uses and.
Yeah.
It's whacked.
Line B5 is your beginning balance, and the only time it gets totaled up is at the bottom to calculate your ending balance.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. And then it's brought back up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it does.
Huh.
And so, you know, if they're going to make you have 20% more revenue than you need for your expenses, and then for your debt service has to be 1.2%, or has to, the formula calculates it out, and
right
it's 1.2, and then so you have to have that extra money, and that just keeps getting thrown in each year, gets thrown into the next year's beginning.
Okay.
We'll look at it tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
So there are no ordinances or resolutions. Do we have any public comments? It's quiet today. Do we have any board comments? Does anyone mind that we adjourn and have our next meeting on Tuesday, November 15th?
I don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
We are adjourning at 6:55 p.m. Uh-huh. I know. Congratulations, ladies. I am tired. I work till 5, so, you know. Yeah.
I'm all done. Right. Okay.
Next step.
I'll see you tomorrow, Beth.
Okay.
All right. Good night, you guys.